This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukraine's interior minister has been killed in a helicopter crash in a suburb of Kyiv. He is among at least 18 people killed when the helicopter went down. Some other officials and several children also died in the crash, according to Ukraine. No word yet on whether this was an accident or the result of the war. The White House says it's trying to be transparent, but it has to be mindful of a Justice Department investigation. It's taking heat for the piecemeal way it's been disclosing information about the discovery of those classified documents at President Biden's home and former office. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president's team is going to fully cooperate with the special counsel. That does not stop, and that will just continue. Again, we are going to respect the independence of the Department of Justice.
An attorney for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will ask an appeals court today to throw out his convictions in the murder of George Floyd, saying he didn't get a fair trial due to legal and procedural errors. A Texas man accused of a racist massacre at a Walmart in El Paso will not face the death penalty. The AP's Norman Hall.
Federal prosecutors will not seek the death penalty for Patrick Crucius for the 2019 attack that left 23 people dead and dozens wounded. Crucius, who's from the Dallas area, is accused of traveling to West Texas to target Mexicans. Prosecutors did not explain in their court filing why they won't seek the death penalty for Crucius, although he could still face execution if convicted in state court. The decision not to pursue the death penalty in the case could be a defining moment for the Justice Department. It has sent mixed signals about capital punishment. During his campaign, President Joe Biden pledged to abolish the death penalty. I'm Norman Hall.
A French nun believed to be the world's oldest person has died. Sister Andre would have been 119 years old next month. This is AP News. Maryland marks a milestone today.
Wes Moore becomes Maryland's first black governor. Moore will be sworn in as governor today using a Bible once owned by Frederick Douglass, a Marylander who escaped slavery on the state's eastern shore before becoming the famed abolitionist. Before Moore's inaugural speech, he's scheduled to visit the Annapolis City Dock, which was once one of the region's slave ports. And when he gives his inaugural speech as Maryland's 63rd governor, Moore will be looking out on a mall in front of the Capitol with a statue of former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. Wes Moore becomes the third black governor elected in the nation's history. Virginia's Douglas Wilder was elected in 1989, and Deval Patrick of Massachusetts was elected in 2006. I'm Donna Warder.
Gas is up to $3.35 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.